Good evening, everyone. For our first song, let's turn to song number 75 in the church hymnal. Oh, could I speak the matchless worth? Song number 75. Again, for the next song, let's turn to song number 445. Song number 445.
Everlasting.
Okay, for the last song, let's turn to song number 467. Open the Wells. Song number 467.
Good evening. Greetings in Jesus' name this evening. This evening, for a short devotional, I'd like to read the history of a song that that I enjoy to sing. It's The Solid Rock, and I've liked this song for a while, and the history behind it is very interesting. I'm going to be reading out of this book here. Many of our gospel hymns are criticized by theologians as being too subjective and experiential and stating one's assurance of salvation and eternal life entirely upon a personal experience. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. The Solid Rock text, however, is quite different in this respect. So that was kind of the introduction there. And then the story, the personal life of this hymn's author is most interesting. Edward Mote was born on January 21, 1797. Of a very poor, ungodly parents in London, England. His parents were keepers of an inn or public house in London, In writing of his youth, Mote said, "My Sundays were spent in the streets. So ignorant was I that I did not know that there was a God." He further states that the school he attended did not even allow a Bible to be seen, much less taught. And I'd like to point out that I appreciate what our school today has, that we're allowed to have Bibles in it and that we can teach the Bible. It's a privilege we have. As a youth, Mote was apprenticed to a cabinet maker and eventually became known as a successful craftsman of that trade. At the age of 16, he was taken by his master to hear the esteemed preacher John Hyatt of the Tottenham Court Chapel. Here, young Edward was genuinely converted to Christ. He later settled at Southwark, a suburb of London, where he became known as a successful cabinet maker and a devoted churchman. At the age of 55, Edward Mote realized a lifelong dream. Largely through his personal efforts, a building for a Baptist congregation was built in the village. The church members, out of gratitude to Mote, offered him the deed to the property. He refused their offer, saying, "I don't want the chapel, I only want the pulpit, and when I cease to preach Christ, then turn me out of that." Here, Mote ministered faithfully for the next 21 years until forced to resign because of poor health. 1 year before he died, on November 13, 1874, just prior to his death, he said, "The truths I have been preaching, I am now living upon, and they do very well to die upon." Edward Mote lies buried in the churchyard of the Horsham Church. Near the pulpit in the church is a tablet with the inscription, "In loving memory of Mr. Edward Mote, who fell asleep in Jesus November 13, 1874, aged 77 years. For 26 years, the beloved pastor of this church, preaching Christ and Him crucified as all the sinner can need and all the saint desire." The Solid Rock text was written in 1834, and Mote titled it "The Gracious Experience of a Christian." The complete hymn text originally consisted of six stanzas, expressions from portions of the two omitted verses are interesting to observe. "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Midst all the hell I feel within, on his completed work I lean. I trust his righteous character, his counsel, promise, and his power, his honor and his name's at stake to save me from the burning lake." And then this is the following account was given to one of the local newspapers by Edward Mote regarding the writing of the hymn. "One morning it came into my mind as I went to work to write a hymn on the gracious experience of a Christian. As I walked up Holborn, I had the chorus, 'On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.' In the day, I had the first four verses complete and wrote them off. And the Sabbath following, I met Brother King as I came out of the Lyle Street meeting, who informed me that his wife was very ill and asked me to call and to see her. I had an early tea and call afterwards. He said that it was his usual custom to sing a hymn, read a portion, and engage in prayer before he went to the meeting. He looked for his hymn book but couldn't find it anywhere. I said, 'I have some verses in my pocket. If you like, we can sing them.' We did, and his wife enjoyed them so much that after the service he asked me as a favor to leave a copy of them for his wife. I went home and by the fireside composed the last two verses and wrote them off and took them to Sister King. As these verses so met the dying woman's case, my attention to them was more arrested, and I had a thousand of them printed for distribution. I sent one to the spiritual magazine without my initials, which appeared sometime after this. Brother Reese of Crown Street brought out an edition of the hymns in 1836, and this hymn was in it. David Denham introduced it in 1837 with Reese's name given as the author. So I found it interesting that of how this song came about, and that after he had visited the sick lady there, that he had came up with the last two verses of that song. There's a little quote in here. It said, "Life with Christ is an endless hope. Without Him, a hopeless end." And also 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11 says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." That's all I have for the devotions. I'd like to sing the song, and it is number 482 in the Christian hymnal. Number 482.
Trust the sweetest frame, but holy lean on.
Thank you. And at this time, we'll have the children come forward for a few songs, and I think Nicoletta will lead them in that. So the children can come forward at this time.
All right, thank you, children, for that, and Nicoletta for leading that. Let's turn our Christian hymnal to song number 43. Song number 43, and after this song, Allison has group.
Stop. so I'm going to be honest, it was actually a joint effort. We all really helped. It wasn't just me. But we're going to sing two songs, and may God be glorified, and may you be blessed.
Thank you all very much for that. Enjoyed that. For the next song, let's turn to number 370 in the Christian hymnal. the City of Light. Number 370. Thank you. And at this time, we're going to have an impromptu group. I'd like for all the couples ages from 40 to 55 come up. And I believe John has one or two songs picked out. And so 40 to 55, and we'll see what that group looks like. And if I need to expand that, then I will.
Eternal Father, rank to
Okay, thank you all for that. For our next song, let's turn to song number 600 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 600. And after this song, we'll have the youth come up, and they're going to sing some songs that we sang at the supper the other night. So, yeah. I guess, yeah, the chorus can come up, I guess.
my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
We do not carry
Thank you to everyone that came out tonight. That's all we have planned, but I would like to do one more thing. If we could all line up around the walls of the church here and sing the last song that Allison's group sang, if we could do that at this time, and then we'll turn the time over to the ministry after that.
We cross.